You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. The photograph of two-year-old Faye Burdett in her hospital bed shortly before she died, her tiny body almost entirely covered with a rash caused by meningitis, have sparked an immense reaction. Nearly 400,000 people have signed a petition calling for all children to be vaccinated. The programme to vaccinate babies began last September. Well, I'm joined now in the studio by Dr. Nellie Ninnis, who's a paediatric consultant at St Mary's Hospital Paddington and an advisor to the charity, the Meningitis Research Foundation. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Would you support a call for the extension of the vaccination programme for babies?
Well, I would support a call for the whole issue of vaccination against meningococcal disease to remain very high in the minds of the government. We do know that last year they made a fantastic move forward to introduce this vaccination to babies and also to introduce the quadrivalent vaccine for teenagers, and this is fantastic. After all new vaccines are introduced, there has to be a period where the impact is reassessed and actually where these bacteria are being carried. And when I say where, I mean in which populations. Typically, meningococcal disease is carried in the nose and throats, mainly of teenagers, and so often vaccination campaigns have started with the teenagers to try and eradicate the carriage.
So we started at the opposite end of the risk group.
Yes, and there was sense in that because the teenagers were part of a different campaign to eradicate the W, which is circulating in the country, and also the babies are the most vulnerable. And there's two ways of vaccinating the country. You can either say you give each child a vaccination and protects them directly, or you can vaccinate the group who carry the bacteria most, and then you get indirect effects where you also protect other people because you get this disease by catching it off someone else. And so I really do support the petition to keep this subject high in the minds of
and government. The petition, this petition, the one in the wake of these of the photograph of Faye Burdett, says the government should roll out the programme to all under 11s. Is that the right cut-off? Because you're suggesting it goes beyond
that. I think we need to understand more about, if you're going to roll up to 11s, you should go up to 18. I think we need some more information to understand the very high-risk groups, and actually who's carrying it as well. And this is a much more difficult thing for the public to understand, is that actually if you target people carrying it, you may actually protect huge numbers of unvaccinated children. So,
okay, yes. I just wonder, you said that the younger children are the most vulnerable. So what do you do if you're the parent of a 2 or 3-year-old, too old to have this vaccination? What should you do?
Well, if you're very anxious, you can. It's available commercially. You can just pay and have it done privately. And
how much does it cost?
Oh, it varies from clinic to clinic, but it's probably around £75 vaccination, which is very high. But the cost of the disease is also very high if your child gets it. And so there is personal choice now available because the vaccine is you can pay and get it. And of course, we really want the government and Public Health England to do the right research to understand who to vaccinate next.
Dr. Nellie Ninnis, thank you very much indeed. You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.